Chapter 63, David Kills Goliath. When King Saul realized that he had been rejected by God, he was filled with bitter rebellion and despair. He had no clear perception of his sin and did not reform his life, but brooded over what he thought was the injustice of God in taking the succession away from his posterity. He was ever occupied in anticipating the ruin that had been brought up on his house. He did not accept with meekness the chastisement of God, but his haughty spirit became desperate, until he was on the verge of losing his reason. His counselors advised him to seek a skilled musician, in the hope that the soothing notes of a sweet instrument might calm his troubled spirit. David, as a skilled performer upon the harp, was brought before the king. His heaven-inspired strains had the desired effect. The dark cloud over the mind of Saul was charmed away. Whenever necessary, David was recalled to soothe the mind of the troubled monarch. Although Saul expressed delight in David and his music, the young shepherd went from the king's house to the fields and hills of his pasture with a sense of relief. David was growing in favor with God and man. He had been in the court of the king and had seen the responsibilities of royalty. He had penetrated some of the mysteries in the character of Israel's first king. He knew that the household of Saul, in their private life, were far from happy. These things served to bring troubled thoughts to him. But he turned to his harp and called forth strains that elevated his mind to the author of every good, and the dark clouds that seemed to shadow the future were dispelled.